Hi, everybody. This is Kate. Hey, go to preparewithkate.com. Right now, you can get some food storage in your home, and you can get such a savings on it. You can get a three-month supply with $150 off, or you can get a four-day supply for $297. There's some great deals right now, and the best part is you can actually pay over time, but get it in your house right now. So I'm really letting you guys know, preparewithkate.com. It puts you right into Patriot Supply. They're a fantastic company with fantastic products. And I urge you to go ahead and get some food now as prices are going to be doubling and scarcity is going to be happening. So please get some food under your roof. Preparewithkate.com. Thanks, guys. Hey guys, Kate here. Hey, I just wanted to make sure that you realize the Pure Body Spray, the Zeolite Spray, there's an ad for that on the bottom of my homepage. You guys might want to grab that. In fact, I'm seeing a lot of really great results from it. This is the one my daughters turned me on to, and they give it to their kids, but also for older people as well. Because of the metals in our body, the things that are so toxic, they think this is what's causing all the Alzheimer's and dementia to happen. And so if that's the case, this Pure Body Spray, all you do is spray it in your mouth, tastes like water, you don't even taste anything, and a couple times a day, and it adheres to the metals and the toxins in your body and takes them out. And so this is an important spray. With everything going on, all of the things showering down on our heads and everything else, this is something that you're going to want in your arsenal. So I highly, highly recommend this Pure Body Zeolite Spray, okay? Make sure and go to the link on the bottom of my homepage. You'll feel better, less brain fog, all kinds of different things that you'll see from getting those toxins out of your body, your liver, everything else. Zeolite Spray is amazing, and this is the purest form on the market, so make sure and get it.
America, just do what you're told, and we might let you play with sparklers on Independence Day. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
This is my country, and I'm going to do good for it. Just might work. We'll never know unless we give it a fair try. Oh, yeah, and there's one other thing I'll say tomorrow, because I say it every day of my life. God bless America.
It's always nice to start off the show with a little John Wayne. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Feeling better? Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Head
excellent.
Cold. Cleared up pretty quick.
Awesome. Oh, you're not dying of monkeypox, or?
I thought it was the monkeypox.
Well, it's hard to know. Same symptoms.
I tried to see what would happen if I ate some bananas. Didn't change a thing.
Same symptoms. It's swollen lymph nodes, you know, exhaustion, maybe a fever. Maybe some blisters. Pretty much the same thing we've always been dealing with in America forever. So, but there are five whole cases that they have designated for monkeypox in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to know, though. I mean, how do you know, right? I mean, the COVID test doesn't have any monkeypox in it, nor does it have COVID in it. So, I mean, it's kind of a crapshoot.
I think to protect the public, they should make the people who have been diagnosed with monkeypox
right.
put on a chimpanzee costume. And that way you know to stay away from them.
It's a really great strategy.
I think so. As good as a mask.
The people with monkeypox should wear a chimpanzee costume. And then wherever you go, you know who it is.
Yep. Stay away from them.
I mean, it's not as bad as a scarlet letter. I mean, it's just like, hey,
it's
for information purposes.
It's for the safety of the public.
You're right.
If it only saves one life, who wouldn't wear a chimpanzee costume?
If you can only save one life from the sniffles. I say, my gosh, do the costume.
Yeah.
It's for mankind.
That's
okay?
Exactly right.
Because we're a zero monkeypox policy, state policy. And we don't, even though it's the same symptoms as your common cold and COVID and everything else, we just want to make sure it doesn't invade our state. I mean, I care about our state. I care about our people. I'm a zero tolerance girl. Aren't you?
I'm not a zero tolerance girl.
Did you look down? Yeah.
but I like that idea. I think it's probably one of the most effective things I could imagine.
I'm zero tolerance for colds, too. I don't like colds. And I think we should outlaw them. And I think we should not have them anymore because it's zero. Zero. I want a state with nothing. Nothing. So tomorrow's show, Don Fotheringham joins me, World War II vet. He might be the last one. He fought when he was 16.
Wow.
Yeah. He lied about his age. Went in early.
Lots of people.
And he is going to join us, and there is nothing like a Don Fotheringham hour. Can I just say? He always amazes me. And then following him, Glenn Beck will be on the show.
Yeah. You know, I think today, if war was to break out, I think lots of people in this country would lie about their age, too.
You do?
Not to join.
Oh.
They would lie about their age to get out of it.
That's the truth. I mean, talk about the difference in society where we're at right now. They're begging. They're desperate for people to join up. They won't join. Well, would you want to be a pincushion guinea pig? I wouldn't.
There's lots of reasons that people don't want to be in the military today.
And because of where they're deciding to go and what they're deciding to do based on what. I mean, there's a difference when people thought this is about America versus this is about American interests. So, you know what I mean? Interests of a few. So, very different. Also wanted to mention, Freedom Fest will be in Las Vegas, and I will be down there broadcasting live from Vegas, and Mike Lindell will be down there, bunch of people, and I think Rand Paul is speaking anyway, and you'll be down there with me for a few days, broadcasting, hopefully, and that is in 2 weeks. That's in 2 weeks, in July. Mm-hmm. So you guys might want to catch going down there. It is the... when is it? It's the 13th, 14th, and 15th. It's like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I think. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So it's like Wednesday night, and then I think it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So if you guys can go, just get down there, and I'll be broadcasting live. Come say hi to me. And also, let me see here on my list. Oh, United We Pledge. Balance of Nature is putting on United We Pledge, and they're doing a groundbreaking on Saturday morning. And you can go also to the Tabernacle, St. George Tabernacle, from 9 to 6, and you can go get a free, you can also go on Independence Day, too. You can get a free Declaration of Independence printed out on the old printing press. So if you want one of those, which would be really nice to have in your home, please go get one. And that's from 9 to 6. They're doing that. And they have a bunch of artifacts and all kinds of things that they're bringing to the St. George Tabernacle because there is, they've done this, they've done one of these before. They're going to do the groundbreaking here, but it's a whole bunch of buildings and they're in Alabama and historical buildings. And the kids and families can go and visit. And this is a wonderful way to look at like the talking actors that are doing their parts for, you know, the founders and so forth and really getting a good understanding of the Declaration of Independence and what the founding of this country. So they are now going to groundbreak for a new one here, just like the one in Alabama. But they also have artifacts on display at the St. George Tabernacle. So this weekend and this holiday, the whole entire holiday weekend. So get over there. And Glenn Beck will be talking about that on my show tomorrow. So there's that. And let's see, Freedom Fest. And I went and saw the movie Elvis. Ew. Can I just... I've been listening to Elvis music forever. And this was by that weirdo director from Australia. And I knew it was going to be a little weird, but I didn't know how weird you could make an Elvis Presley movie. Tom Hanks was creepy. And Elvis, it was just odd. It was like a loud, weirdly angled, bizarre feeling, I guess, in the room. Just a bizarre... My husband commented on that. He goes, that was just like the weirdest feeling when you're watching this movie. You like want to shower. It was that. It was like, how can you take... Because what they did was they mashed music together. They mashed like an Elvis song, but then sing it slower and creepier, you know, and then mashed in a beat to it. And I was just sitting there watching it going, is anyone else liking this? I mean, I can't imagine.
Are you sure
bizarre.
They didn't put something in the popcorn?
I'm sure. Yeah, it was like weird. No. It was very artsy and strange. And it kind of came out that Colonel Parker was really kind of more abusive to Elvis. And this came out of the court records later, but that he was actually sort of trapping Elvis into contractual things that Elvis didn't want to be in. And then Elvis obviously put himself in that situation, too, because he kept kind of going along with it. But that he was more or less a victim to Colonel Parker. And Colonel Parker was sort of a person on the run. He didn't even have citizenship here in this country. And so it was all of this stuff that came out from court, but they made it really creepy. I just sat there thinking, this is just dark. It's just dark. The whole movie was just kind of dark. So I don't. Anyway, it was bizarre. Haven't been to a movie in forever. And I was thinking Elvis. You like Elvis?
No, actually, I was never an Elvis.
You don't like Elvis?
I was not an Elvis fan. I'm sorry.
Who does not do the white man overbite to an Elvis song?
I don't. Okay. I never was an Elvis fan.
Well, there's always somebody in the room. I really hope that you have learned your lesson and that you're going to be seriously responsible now with fireworks, because the governor's been saying this, the cities are speaking out. I mean, I find you sort of irresponsible, and I think that you should kick in some responsibility. And I really want you to have a safe, ultra safe, firework free fireworks.
Well, I am being more responsible. This year, yeah. I only went and bought down at the Moapa,
right,
$1,000 worth of fireworks instead of $2,000.
Well, see, you're making strides. The
yes,
governor,
I am.
The Governor Cox, his pitch worked
only because July,
right,
is National Parks and Recreation Month and Fireworks Safety Month.
Oh, so glad you're looking at your months.
Yeah. I pay close attention to that. April's a little tough because there's 10 of them.
National Nut Day. I mean, they got them all. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello.
Hi there.
Well, I just wanted to let you know, my girlfriend and I went to see Elvis yesterday, and she's in her early 60s, and I'm in my early 70s, and we both liked it a lot.
Oh, you did? Oh, good. Okay. Maybe it was just me. All right. Well, thanks. It was probably just me, so thanks. I really appreciate it. It was just me.
Well, let's face it. You are weird.
I am weird. I just wasn't expecting that. I just thought it would be more of a fun movie to watch, but the ending was better. The last 30 minutes was better.
Anyway. You know, the last movie I went to was Downton Abbey's movie.
Downtown Abbey?
I actually enjoyed it.
Really?
Yeah.
As a guy? As a man?
Yeah.
You lost your man card just now.
No.
Well, it's debatable.
I'm just teasing. The butler was pretty mad.
As all butlers are. All right. What else? The warnings. And today's warning was in the news, KSL, your pets, make sure they're safe. Because, you know, most people wouldn't. So are you tired of being treated like a 5-year-old? I can't take it anymore. Jeez. Anyway.
I had a neighbor once, about 45 years ago. That absolutely insisted that none of the neighbors do fireworks because his dog couldn't handle it.
Mm. Did he put the dog inside?
Apparently the dog couldn't handle it inside, outside, backwards. It didn't matter. I said, why don't you leave the neighborhood for
right.
the night?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, it was easier to take away your celebration.
Yeah.
So that was thoughtful. Nice. Yeah. Every year we get the warning. Do you know, has there ever really been a time when everyone was just like, oh, yeah, free for all? Just, you know, just throwing out the fireworks on the side of the road and going into forests and just lighting them up. Was there ever a time? Because I don't know why we started getting the messaging 24/7 that we're not safe.
Well, over the years, you know, there has been a handful of bad fires.
Okay. I mean, I was wondering. I just was asking for a friend what brought on the onslaught of treating us like we were 5.
Yeah. The funny part about that is actually the more they outlaw different types of fireworks, the more fires there have been.
Yeah, that's true. Interesting.
People were safer with the dangerous ones.
You're no PSA, buddy. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show. What did I see?
coming for to carry me home. A band of angels coming after me, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Little Willie Nelson for you, Swing Low. And if you need a new garage door, if you're building a home or you need a refresher, many people need a refresher because it can make a house look totally different. Get over to Garage Doors Only and give them your business. They are on Bluff Street, and the number is 435-868-1200. You have to dial the 435, and you'll really like working with them because they have stellar customer service. Really, really great guys. And just tell them we sent you. Garage Doors Only. It's the only place. Don't give your business to the big box. Make sure that you give your business to them all throughout the state of Utah and Nevada. Garage Doors Only. It's the only thing they do. So they're very, very good at it. Let's take a caller, shall we? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. Go right ahead.
Okay, yeah. I just wanted to let folks know about the Constitution class coming up.
Oh, awesome.
Starting this evening.
Oh, yeah. Is this Eldon? Great. Okay, tell us about it.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be starting this evening at 7 p.m. St. George, the clubhouse. It's at 225 North Valley View Drive in St. George.
Okay.
And it's a class called The Constitution is the Solution. That's produced by the John Birch Society.
And excellent.
People have really loved it. Okay. Yeah, over the years. It's a 6-part series, so it's once a week.
Oh, nice. Okay. And this starts tonight.
Yeah, it does start tonight.
At 7 o'clock. Do you need to sign up for it, or can you just show up?
You can show up. Mm-hmm. It's helpful if you I don't know if you want an email or something to RSVP that might...
What is the email?
I'll just give up. Estahl. It's Estahl at jbs.org.
Okay. Perfect. And give us the address again on Valley View Drive in St. George.
225 North Valley View. It's at the clubhouse.
Okay. Excellent. And so I'm glad you guys are doing this. This is I've heard wonderful things from your courses, and I do hope people go. So this is kind of an every Thursday night? For 6 weeks?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
perfect.
The last one's on August 4th.
Oh, good. Okay. And then what is the average age? I mean, can you invite teens?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we've had certainly people bring teens, sure.
Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure and get them, well-versed.
Yep.
So I really appreciate that. And so the JBS is putting on these Constitution courses. It starts at 7 o'clock tonight. Really glad you're doing that. Thanks so much for calling in.
Yeah, you bet.
You bet. Thanks. Love that. It's always powerful to be able to do that. Very, very cool.
Would love to see a bunch of high school kids there.
Wouldn't that be great? Starting tonight, 7
They've
o'clock.
They've probably never heard of it
Six
before.
Weeks. Wow, what a great summer course. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Good afternoon and happy Independence Day.
Thanks.
I'm calling to take you to task a little bit.
Oh, super.
yesterday you said it a couple of times.
What'd I say?
And you're giving this guy way too much credit. King Fraud-a-Lot, please. Joey the inept, I can accept. Joey the fraud, I can accept.
Uh-huh.
But King Fraud-a-Lot,
What do you not like about that? I love it.
Whole nother level.
I love it because it's.
I don't know what to tell you.
Well, he thinks he's a king, so I call him King Fraud-a-Lot.
No,
he is.
I'm with you. I'm just giving you a little bit of what for.
Thanks.
No, we love listening to you.
Aw,
thanks. For Uncle Milty, hey, I like Downton Abbey, too. I got no man card that I'm giving.
I don't know. I'm going to have to see those man cards.
Yeah. Likely story. In any event, you always have a great show.
Thank you.
I just gave two more people your time and your station.
Thank you.
My wife and I love you. And she's the one who likes Elvis.
Really? I love Elvis, too. I really do. Oh, she's the one that likes Elvis. I gotcha. Okay. Yes. All right. Hey, you're allowed to like Elvis. Must have just been me.
Yeah, that's right. I wasn't going to the movie, though. In the meantime, have great rest of the day. It's always
Thanks.
A pleasure.
Thank you.
And again, happy independence.
Thank you. You as welcome. Well. Bye-bye. Thank you so much. Really appreciate that. Great call. You must love Hormala then. I can't call her anything else. That's the only thing that comes to mind because we've said it so much because Little Miss, yeah, Little Miss Flues. Anyway, what's up?
I was glad to hear, though, that she made the announcement the other day that she absolutely will be on the ticket with resident Brandon in 2024.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, because they don't even really give her a microphone because she's so embarrassing.
No, yeah.
They barely give it to Brandon. So that's interesting.
They've decided that they think that the way to win that election mm-hmm. in 2024 is using humor.
I'm actually kind of shocked on that one because it looks like a big regret, you know, because she's so atrocious that It surprises me.
It may be a defensive move on her part.
Oh, my gosh. There was a huge article. Everybody remembers Steve Urquhart, right? And, yeah, I remember the first time I met him, I felt like something was real off. But I was right. And he was in our house for, like, how long? Wasn't he one of the leaders? Oh, my gosh. Well, Rolling Stone did a huge piece on him.
Really?
And apparently he started his own church called... Divine something, and they go out in the flats, I think, of Salt Lake, and they drink mushroom juice, and
like magic mushroom juice, psilocybin.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
that's there's nothing better to end reality than to take a psychedelic drug. If you can't stand reality, get out there and be
Amen.
Part of it.
Oh, that guy was always a weirdo. And he was the one, he and John Pike were best friends. And he, they right. together wanted to destroy Mayor Randall's ambulance company, and they succeeded. So it's really strange that Mayor Randall is friends with John Pike now. I don't know if she's friends with Urquhart, but
Maybe
Urquhart
he promised her the mayor.
Yeah, Urquhart was just trashing my Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints religion. And just, I mean, I don't think he could have trashed it anymore. The guy is three shades of bitter. And they interview him, and then they go into, and they just, the whole article is just trashing my church. Just trashing it while he's out there taking magic mushrooms. And he says, you know, it's this amazing experience. Oh,
I'm a fairly young guy.
Fairly.
Fairly young.
Fairly.
But there was a thing on, actually Ben McClintock posted something about this on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to remind people that if you think there's something to this, go back to 1957
right.
and look up Dr. Timothy Leary, who was a big psychedelic nutcase.
Okay.
He loved psilocybin and he loved LSD, and he thought taking psychedelic drugs was the answer to all of humanity's problems. That was in 1957. It hasn't been real successful.
Jeez. Well, they
and
got
starting it up again.
Well, they got a whole whopping 3,000 people to join them. So he thinks he's like the new religion that's going to storm the world. I mean, does it give you delusions too, or the
hallucinations.
Mushrooms?
Hallucinations.
Oh, okay. That would absolutely then explain why he was really delusional in the article. But he looked like. Maybe he was having some issues in the article. They took a photo of him, and it was kind of scary. But he was, wasn't he like, was he a speaker up there? I can't remember. Anyway, Steve Urquhart. And he said that he was so high all the time on all kinds of drugs and drinking when he was up there. When he was in session.
Well, I only have one thing to say to his 3,000 followers.
Uh-huh.
If he invites you to Jonestown, don't go.
Stay away from the sparkly Kool-Aid. Oh, it might look inviting,
yeah.
But boy, it takes all kinds, does it not?
It
you
does.
See these people, and I know the Pikes just love the Urquharts, and I'm just, it's so strange to me to see people just go off the bend like that. just go off the bend. So it was surprising to read through this Rolling Stone article. But man, I always love it when people leave something and then they're really bitter about it. I mean, you don't have to be. Just if you don't want to be in something, leave it. But yeah, you don't have to become all bitter and just fill the world with that. What's the purpose of that? I've never understood that. But he did explain that he was very high. Most of the time he was up at the Capitol.
Well, they claim it's a spiritual thing to get closer to God.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I looked all through the scripture. I did a lot of research. There was not one reference where God says, do drugs.
Yeah, these will be amazing. Hit the mushrooms and hit them daily. I miss those scriptures.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was just kind of stunned by that. I guess not stunned, because I suspected things were very off with him the first time I met him. You could just tell there was something just wrong. Same feeling I got from Cox when I met him. Same kind
of
feeling.
What did you think of me when you first met me?
I thought you were taller. When you used to call, before you ever were a co-host on the show in the very beginning, almost a decade ago, I actually thought you were like 6'5". You had this voice, you know? And that was that was so funny to me. But, but
and
here you are.
I turn out to only be 6'3".
I know. I mean... Oh, that's awesome. You can call up. You can call up about the election. I'm sad. I'm sad that Alan didn't get in, and I'm so sad that Patrick didn't get in either, because they would have been good, and I think they would have taken the responsibility very seriously, and Vickers doesn't. I think Vickers is atrocious, and I think Gill's atrocious. They might be nice people. Don't people love to hear that? They might be nice people, but... they're not good in elected office, and they keep getting rewarded with everybody saying, good job. And it's like, can you name anything good they've done? Because nope. But we keep telling them good job when you elect them in. And then they walk away smugly going, oh, I must be the very best at this because I'm in 100 years.
I can do anything I want.
It's like Sally Field. They like me. They really, really like me. But the problem is that the incumbency works because people go, oh, I guess I'll just put the same guy in. God beats making a decision. And that's the hard part, is that we should be giving other people chances often to get in. So that we can keep that wheel turning, because we've had the same 20 people here in office for a long time. Luckily, Brad Last is out and gone. We don't have to talk about him again, and Lowry Snow, because it was hard talking about all the bad stuff they were doing. And so it's good to get them out.
But. And we were saved from Mrs. Mayor Pike.
Oh, Mrs. Legislature Pike. Ooh, we dodged a bullet there, let me just tell you. So we'll put feet to the fire still, and nobody's going to get out of that, because we're going to be watching really closely what people are doing. And Manny, Mo, and Jack, they better in the county commission. There's so much they could do right now for freedom. They refuse to. They refuse to look at the election fraud. Alan Davis actually asked, is everyone here, you know, do you believe our elections are okay? And raise your hand if you don't. Everybody raise their hand. But Gill was the only one that raised his hand that said that they were fine, because he was in charge of them.
Yeah.
And they're clearly not. And so
who's in charge of them?
Well, Gil. Yeah. Well, county commissioners. So, you know, it's just we need to demand better. You guys, we need to demand better. We're not getting better. All right. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, your old courthouse is kind of run down. He said, no, it'll do for our little town. I said, your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it. He said, have a seat. And I sat down. Is this the first time you've been to our little town? I said, I think it is. He said, I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key said, watching it right and say, can you see? And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. and it almost fell at the Alamo. Beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville. And she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg. And the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare, and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her up right. On second thought, I do like to brag, cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old.
Was nice. Little Johnny Cash for you. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. So glad that you're joining us right now and spending the day with us, I hope. So we have Chris Ann Hall coming up, that's why, and we're going to be talking a little bit about a couple of Supreme Court decisions, and so a lot on the docket today, and gas, and something about gas from 1923. We have a lot in the next hour, so we'll get to all that, but of course you can call up. And big shout out to Beehive Rental. And if you need anything, if you're doing any kind of weekend warrior thing, or maybe your thing takes a month to do, they can actually work that out with you and rent you the equipment you need for a month. So maybe it's a Mini X, maybe it's, you know, whatever it is, but it's a far better option than trying to buy one. So right now they have great rates. They're wonderful to work with, and you'll love Beehive Rental. They're just awesome. So throw your business their way. They're good people, and I really appreciate that. 100%. Anyway, 888-673-1450. I was just laughing that Utah Health came out with the 5 cases of monkeypox. Sorry. It's just, it's all the same symptoms. I mean, I'm laughing just because it's, the testing doesn't work. We realize that right now, finally, after 2.5 years, that the testing is ridiculous. And it's just, it's so many. They also found 3 bats with rabies. So there's that. And I mean, we should be very afraid.
That's a lot of bats.
That's a lot of bats with rabies. So, I mean, how many rabies do they test anyway? It's such fear mongering.
Yeah, I realized the other day when I was reading about the monkeypox, I realized that if Johnny Weissmuller wasn't afraid of it, neither am I.
You go. Oh, goodness. I know. It's extraordinary. Living in this time, I wrote a post on Facebook, and it was like, sometimes it's really hard for me to even find the words now. Because of what I'm witnessing, it's hard. I've been trying to write a book, and it's been really difficult, to tell you the truth. I usually don't have a hard time writing. I've had a hard time writing lately because of all my thoughts and feelings about what I'm seeing happen to our country, and most importantly, the brainwashing of the citizenry, and how we are, Christians are duped, and there's so many people that are just duped, and you have these leftists that are duped into thinking these weird. They've just invented their own new commandments. I mean, it's so strange to see all of this happen. see what our country's doing.
It is. And it gets very hard to even write about it. I had a situation where somebody said something. They were talking about slavery.
Yeah.
And they said it's a moral stain. A moral stain on America.
It's not on America. It's on the world.
That's what I said. Isn't it a moral stain on humanity?
This is the kind of crap we're taught. I mean, we ended slavery in only 80 years, and we were the only country to do it. We were the only country to do that, to take this on, to take on our country and have that be something that was going on from the minute the ink was dry.
Well, and not to pick on the guy, but when he said that, I said, well, let me ask you this. How do you feel about slavery in the Muslim world, Muhammad? You know?
Yeah.
Come on.
I know. It's baffling because our kids are not taught there. You know what it is? I finally was realizing when I said about the abortion thing that I've never had a healthcare visit where we ever had to talk about a murder of a baby. We never had to, that was never a topic that came up. So obviously it's not healthcare. Sometimes we have to go to what, sometimes we're told these cliches, these words, these new definitions, and it's hard to fight it because these, like when they call that healthcare, people don't know what to say to it. Same with this. They don't know what to say to that because they think anything they say is going to be just taken the wrong way or what have you. And you have to know how to talk about the subject of racism.
They make
slavery,
it,
I guess.
They make it sound as if when a woman finds out she's pregnant and goes to the OBGYN, the first question she's asked is, have you decided to have this baby or get an abortion?
Yeah.
You know?
Seriously.
It doesn't happen that way.
No, it doesn't. Doesn't. Never even discussed. Isn't that interesting? In all my healthcare visits, nope. It's not healthcare. They call it that. It's not. It's just it's tragedy. And so I look at this whole slavery thing is the same thing, because there's going to be a lot of talks this weekend. You're going to hear a lot of news about what a racist nation we are. And I know people that really, if they could just sit on their knees and just apologize all day long, they would.
Oh,
and I'm
yeah.
thinking, for what? This country is amazing. Look at the gift this country has been to us. I mean, my gosh, in 80 short years, the Quakers and white Quakers, might I add, of their own volition, decided to risk everything to create that Underground Railroad, and many people were involved in that, and also some former slaves. And so we were a product of blacks and whites working together to end slavery. Mm-hmm. Just because you had some regulatory things and some laws in the southern states that were implemented by some people that were bad in government did not mean we were a completely racist nation. So stop with the racist nation. I know. It's so hard for me to think that people actually think that we're the reason for slavery that was going on for eons.
There's so much pressure about it, though. Sometimes I feel so guilty, I feel like going to South Central Los Angeles and let myself be mugged.
Don't let yourself be mugged.
Yeah, I mean,
you're there, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And as I watch our city slowly becoming a Chicago, it's hard. It really is tough, right? Because... and in L.A., and in New York, and a Baltimore, and a St. Louis. I mean, Chris Ann was in St. Louis, and she said...
it was a toilet.
I grew up here, and it's a toilet now. That's how I felt when I went to Portland. And then Seattle. Oh, my gosh, you guys. Seattle comes out with an article that says, heat inequality. Weather is more prone to be in areas where the vulnerable are and the poor. As if it can, like, heat seek it out.
Yeah.
So... they actually said heat inequality. Who writes this? I don't know.
The problem is the people that live in those large democratic cities don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
And they don't understand that they're little isolated places, that it's not like that all over the place.
Mm-mm.
It's only like that in these big Democratic-run cities.
Pockets of filth
is
really what we should call them. And I don't want us to become a pocket of filth.
Not even close.
I know. And it's tough because you can see customer service sliding.
Oh, yeah.
You can see all these little things that used to be really great about America. And you're going, now, wait a minute, these things are changing.
Mm-hmm.
And that does not bode well for us because I don't see an end to it. And that's kind of scary. Not that that's the most important thing, but those are like the signs of a country and a city and a county kind of going, ooh, you know, when
you know
that kind of stuff slides.
One of the first changes that I noticed that really got to me was when everybody, no matter what their job was, started putting a tip jar out.
Yeah.
Like, I came to work today. How about a tip?
How about a tip? Did you tip me? That's true. You
yeah.
go to Subway, you go to any place, and they want a tip added on to the food.
Yeah.
As if you're supposed to be thankful they showed up to work. I don't get that. They're already boosted their prices. I don't get it.
I mean, it's not like they work for tips. They have a job. They get paid to do their job. The guy at the cash register, the guy flipping the burger or whatever, they don't work for a waitress. That's different.
Yeah.
You tip those people.
Right. And then I see city and county, and I see them not do anything for real basic freedom. But I see this. We are going to enact our fine tuning on you. They call it fine tuning when they want to gouge you for money. Our fine tuning, and we're going to make you have certain appliances and certain plots of land and grass and certain trees, and they want to control your private property. And it's amazing to me when I see that, because I feel like you could look around our city right now and you go, well, it's pretty. But it's pretty like a cheerleader on crack. I mean, it's you have a really pretty cheerleader, but she's doing a lot of crack and no one really knows about it yet. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I picture this area right now, because it's kind of a false illusion. And so you've got all these people in the background making all these atrocious decisions. You've got city managers making almost $300,000 a year from your tax dollars, making atrocious decisions for you. And that's how I see it. It's like a cheerleader on crack. You just haven't realized that she's addicted to crack yet.
It's all about money and power. I have a friend who's building a house.
Uh-huh.
And after they purchased the lot, they found out that supposedly it's on a floodplain.
Right.
Okay, but the county built a road there, and if you look, the water would have to raise about 30 feet to affect the home.
Right,
but they made them purchase flood insurance.
Yeah,
made them do it.
I don't know.
No reason for it.
Yeah, that's weird.
Unless Noah comes back,
right? Flood anyone? I just don't see. I see a lot of things I've never seen before. And I mean, even with 2020, you could look back on that and everybody thought it was very temporary and lunatic, but temporary. And as it stayed and as the lunacy has stayed, it's been hard. And you watch the school board and you watch how atrocious they were treating the children and how awful they were to the kids, and without cause, without any reason to act the way they were acting, and acting like a Nazi force with the masking and so forth. And I see all of these things at once, and that's tough. So I get a little sad as we are approaching Independence Day this year, because I thought if we could learn the lessons of 2020, if we could kind of see what was going on and then go to correct it, and then what do? Half the positions open, we put in the same people that were so tyrannical before. And then on top of that, we're not improving. We've got to work really hard, all hands on deck right now, to improve, to get back to just the norm of where we were even at in 2019, because we've slid. And I don't want to see that slide happen more, but we've got to correct what's going on behind the scenes, and they're getting away with a whole lot of crap and people aren't realizing it. And so we're going to keep talking about it and keep exposing it, because they deserve it. If I'm talking about the school board and you don't like it, ask me why I'm talking about the school board. They deserve to be talked about.
Yeah.
They were atrocious to our children. I mean, those are the kinds of things. I mean, I consider myself pretty fair. And if they deserve it, I'm going to say it. And we should all be doing that. We should all be doing that. And usually the reason they get mad is because they don't want me exposing it. They don't want me saying what a lot of parents are thinking. But we have to work harder at this. We got to have all hands on deck. We're losing it in a lot of different ways right now, and that's what we got to correct. We'll be right back with Chris Ann Hall, so stay with us. Hi, this is Kate, and I just wanted to let you know about a new product that I fell in love with, and I want you to have it too, and you can get a special deal on it right now. It's a wonderful sanitizer that really cleans, hospital grade, and it's not sticky. This it doesn't have alcohol in it. It's just an amazing new product and for a really low price, and it stores well for prepping. So I would highly recommend this and get it while you can. Instead of $250, you can grab it for $44. This is at the bottom of my homepage. You can find the little ad on the bottom of my homepage, katedallyradio.com. Click on it. You'll love this product.
We need a new kind of clean. To do that, Clean Start combines two of nature's most powerful forces, water and electricity, to produce electrolyzed water, or HOCl. HOCl is your body's first internal response after an infection or trauma. In fact, it's significantly more effective at killing bacteria, viruses, mold, and mildew than bleach.